Welcome back. It is time for your vocal reading of public domain poetry, Erotica Romana by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Am I getting better? I'm trying. So we've already done part one and part two, and part three looks like it's a little longer. So I will start the vibrations off a little lower. Not too high to start. I should have been better prepared. Oh God. All right. I've been working on other audio today, so I'm already ready to go. It's like ridiculous. So here is part three for some erotica. All right. Oh God, it's already so good. More than ever, I dreamed I have found it. My happy good fortune. Oh God, it has a word I don't know.
Sagaciously.
Really? I had to look it up. Cupid sagaciously led past those palazzos so fine. He, of course, knows very well, and I have also discovered what, beneath tapestries rich, gilded boudoirs conceal. One may, if one wishes, call him a blind, wanton boy, but I know you, clever Cupid, too well. O incorruptible God, we were by no means inveigled to enter facades so majestic. Somber courtier, we passed balcony high and gallant, hastening onward until an humble but exquisite portal offered a refuge to both ardent seeker and guide. Here he provides me with everything, sees that I get what I call for. Each day that passes, he spreads freshly plucked roses for me. Isn't that heaven on earth? Say, beautiful Lady Borghese, what would you give to me more? You, Nipotina, what yours? Banquets and game tables, operas, balls. Promenades down the Corso. These but deprive my sweet boy of his most opportune times. Finery, hauntiness do not entice me. Does one not lift a gown of the finest brocade, just as one lifts common wool? If she's to press in comfort a lover against that soft bosom, doesn't he want her to be free from all brooches and chains? Must not the jewelry and then the lace and the bustles and the whalebone? All of it comes off entire if he's to learn how she feels. I encounter no troubles like those. Simple dress of rough homespun. But a lover's mere touch tumbles and folds to the floor. Quickly he carries the girl as she's clad in camis of coarse linen. Just as a nursemaid might playfully up to her bed. Drapings of satin are absent. The mattress is quite unembroidered. Large is this room, where the bed offers its comfort for two. Jupiter's welcome to more from his Juno, if he can get it. Let any mortal find rest softer wherever he can. We are content with Cupid's delights, authentic and naked. Fuck. Oh, that's not it. And with the exquisite creak and crack of the bed as it rocks. Fuck yeah. I think part three was my favorite so far. I don't know what it was, like the words. God, that was so good. Everybody, thank Johan. God. All right, hope you have a great rest of your day. More poetry later, I'm sure. trying to compose myself. God, that was good.